This is Chuck Smith for the Red River Radio News Network. Recently, health investigators say they may have discovered the first cases of Zika virus being spread within the United States. The first cases discovered are in Florida, and that means mosquitoes in the area could be spreading the virus. Another case was in Utah, where a man who supposedly contracted the virus while traveling had become severely ill and later died. He apparently transmitted the Zika virus to his son, who was taking care of him before he died. I spoke with Dr. Tony Fauci, who is director for the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases for the National Institutes of Health in Washington, D.C., to learn more.
The father had an unusual situation. The level of the Zika virus in his blood when he was very seriously ill, and he actually died from that. At the time that his son was taking care of him in a healthcare setting, the father's level of virus was higher than anything that we've ever seen before. We don't know why that was the case, but it was very, very high. And therefore, it is likely that in the process of taking care of his father, he very well may have gotten exposed to and infected with Zika. That's the likely scenario. Again, it isn't definitively proven, but that's the likely scenario.
Now, Dr. Fauci, everything we've heard in the media about Zika from various healthcare experts, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, hospitals and healthcare agencies, etc., with exception to the risk for pregnant women transmitting the Zika virus to their unborn babies, we've been told Zika symptoms aren't fatal, and yet here we have this Utah man dying from the virus and transmitting it as well.
You don't take a very, very rare occurrence and apply it to the norm. There have been countless people who have been infected with Zika, and overwhelmingly, for the most part, it is very mild. In fact, 80% of the people who get infected with Zika have absolutely no symptoms at all. The 20% that do have symptoms, they have generally mild symptoms, rash, fever, aches in their joints and in their muscles, inflammation in the eye called conjunctivitis. After about 7 days or so, the infection resolves itself and people are fine. You will always find a rare instance of any infection in which someone gets seriously ill. But for the most part, this is a very mild infection.
As of July 20th, there were more than 5,200 confirmed cases of Zika virus in the United States and its territories. There have been 8 confirmed cases in Louisiana so far. The major concern with the Zika virus is women becoming infected during pregnancy, causing microcephaly and other severe brain defects to their unborn. To learn more about the Zika virus and prevention, you can go to the National Institutes of Health website, NIH.gov, or the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention website, CDC.gov. For the Red River Radio News Network, I'm Chuck Smith.